we are just about at 12, we're at $12 million for our operating budget. And we are actually cut the budget significantly. I believe the final cuts were somewhere in the neighborhood of about $800,000. We really wanted to get a handle on our spending, get the budget back into line. It had gotten skewed. It was really important that we start to take care of some of the issues, the recurring issues that we saw. It was a very difficult budget to pass. There were probably 30 different things that we either reduced or cut. We were in the middle of union negotiations, which are now complete, and we appreciate that the union worked with us during this very difficult time. We came up with a contract that I think is very fair, gives a very small increase, unfortunately, for the workers, but a small increase to our workforce, and to try to help them keep up with inflation, you know, in light of the fact that this was just an exceedingly challenging budget. The union recognized that and worked with us.
And speaking of these hard times, you've called them lean times as well. Obviously, there's no secret there. Why exactly is now more challenging than ever as far as your time on the board?
Well, you know, this is where we've just hopefully coming out of an extended recession. And, you know, people aren't golfing as much. They're not, you know, doing some other things as much. So there's a revenue impact there. There's also, you know, we're a tax capped entity. So we you know, our expenses continually go up by 5% or more annually. And obviously the tax revenues that we get don't go up by the same percentage. So it's, you know, it's really a combination of factors. And we feel I personally feel very strong responsibility that we need to keep things affordable and keep our standards to what the public expects. And so this is, I think there are a lot of factors coming into the fact that this is an exceedingly challenging period. But, you know, it's our responsibility. We have a fiduciary duty to the public to manage our finances as absolutely tightly as we can while still providing the services to the standard that they've come to expect from the district, which I personally feel is a very high standard.
Looking ahead, are you considering any alternative sources of revenue?
Not right at this time. I think we've been aggressive about looking for sources of revenue where we could and tightening our budget. I really think that we're going to be lean for several years. I just think, you know, I don't see a near-term point at which we start to feel like we've shored ourselves up. This is going to be a several-year process. But, you know, obviously, we don't have any immediate plans for any additional revenue at this time. We're just going to try to balance and be frugal as much as we possibly can.
Switching gears here, recently, I think again in June, there was some talk about Jefferson Crossing Park, a possibility land that could possibly be used for a new park that's at Jefferson and Veterans Crossing. Tell us about that and about where plans stand for it.
Well, we don't have any proposals in front of us. About a year ago, we sent what we call a letter of intent to the developer saying, you know, yes, if you come to us, we'll consider it, basically, was what we sent them. There was no contract. There's no contractual obligation on behalf of the district. We simply said to the developer, you know, come back to us when you're ready. The developer hasn't done that yet. So we do not have anything pending before the board at this time, and we're not committed. Certainly we're not committed to take the property, and we're not committed financially. So we'll have to, when the developer is ready, they'll send us something. And at that point, we'll discuss it and make a decision. But we have no actionable item in front of us at this time.
And is that an area you'd personally be interested in having a park? Is there a need out there for, you know, the park board to have some property?
Well, you know, we love green space. But there is, obviously, Stewart Park is literally, you know, a quarter mile up the road. So I think we'll have to evaluate it when we get it. You know, my sense of the district's financial picture has changed since we gave that letter of intent. Really, we're running such a tight budget. It would be very challenging, I believe, to take on more property at this time. However, you know, I think, you know, it's certainly the developer's right and to come back and make the offer and see what the board says. You know, I'm one trustee on the board, and I just think we'll be looking at it very closely, given the financial constraints of the district.
And one other area of green space that was pretty contentious, I guess, and has kind of fallen a little bit out of the public eye here was the Griffin Woods area over by the Fair Hills Mall, and the fact that a Schnucks grocery store was looking at developing that land. Where does that stand right now?
You know, we've not heard anything additional from anybody on this parcel. We were sort of actively involved in discussions to see what was possible, and those discussions stopped. And so you'd have to ask the developer or the school or the city, you know, where that is. But as far as the Park District's concerned, there hasn't been any further discussion that I'm aware of.
Right. So it's not on your any upcoming agendas at this point?
No.
All right. And then also looking back at some news earlier, I guess, around spring, early summer, talking about traffic in Washington Park. I guess some traffic experts had said the section of Feldkamp going into the park isn't quite wide enough for two-way traffic for vehicles and pedestrians. And the board was reconsidering traffic regarding the concession stand, right? Can you explain this a bit for us and where plans stand with that?
Actually, you know, this is one of the things I love about local government is we put out the idea. The idea was brought to us by a trustee. You know, maybe we should reconsider the direction at Feldkamp. And then, of course, also there was discussion about the direction at Williams Boulevard. And we invited the public to come into our committee meetings, and we had extensive discussions. We took it back to the traffic engineer who did the change 4 or 5 years ago, and the board basically decided to not make any changes at this time. So we had a lot of public participation, a lot of public comments, which I always appreciate. You know, based on that comment and further discussion with the board and the traffic engineer, we decided to have things be the status quo. We won't be making any changes at this time.
We're going to go back in time here a little bit. For those who haven't been following the park board, explain for us a little bit about why the last executive director left and then what the timeline looks like for finding his permanent replacement.
Well, I mean, it was fairly well publicized that the executive director, you know, we had issues with his making policy and utilization of vacation time. Obviously, he made a policy and then without consulting the board, and then you know, follows the policy for himself. So he has left employment of the district as of mid-February. We found ourselves, you know, in some very challenging financial times, a very difficult budget. We were in the middle of union negotiations. We're in the middle now of totally redoing our policy and procedure manual, which we had already been underway doing at that time, but it had not been finalized. So we're looking to finalize that now as quickly as we can. And as far as the executive director search, we just actually approved the ad that we want to go out to the public with and where we want to go and how we want to advertise. The timetable for the executive director search will be, you know, we'll be out for advertising, receiving applications and resumes between now and September 21st will be the deadline. At that point, we will go into a review period. We will narrow the list. We will request interviews with people. With the idea that we'd like to have a selection by Thanksgiving. That way we can have a new executive director start with the beginning of the year. So that's our timetable for the executive director search. In the meantime, we have Derek Harms, who's been our interim executive director, and Derek has just done an outstanding job. And so I really am very appreciative to Derek, who stepped up in a challenging time and has put in just a huge amount of time and effort into helping us move through this time.
And so this search is being done internally, it sounds like?
Yes. We are, the board is in charge of the search. You know, we're trying to make it comprehensive. We're going to be advertising on the Illinois Association of Park Districts website, the National Association of Recreation, the NPRA, National Parks and Recreation Association website, as well as, you know, in other places, as the board wants to get a full range of applications. We really want everybody who is qualified to apply.
And for you personally, what qualities are you interested in when looking for the perfect ideal candidate to head the Park District going forward here?
You know, for me, I'm really looking for someone with strong financial and management skills. And, you know, I want them to have some experience. I'd like to see some experience in parks and recreation, but I really am looking for a strong leader and who has some very technical skills and abilities, as well as an ability to reach out to the community, understand the need for community participation by the district. We've always prided ourselves on being great community partners. And, you know, as well as help us with some fundraising, you know, ideas, you know, work with the Parks Foundation very closely and all our other volunteer groups, so that, you know, we have a wide range of opportunities within the district, and we want someone who is able to capture those and promote those. So, you know, it's not any one thing, but I'll tell you, I'm really looking for some strong experience in organizational management and in budgeting personally.
And then finally, you had mentioned here with the budget and, you know, kind of being on the hardest times you've seen so far, that having to do with the recession. And but also you mentioned you're looking back at your policies and redoing the procedural manual. Is part of this kind of spot you guys are in now, does it have to do with mismanagement?
Well, look, we always have, hindsight's always 20/20. Right, you can always look back and say, you know, I wish we had done this differently. You know, and our responsibility as public officials, elected trustees, you know, we've done the best. I think we've acted at the time with the best information that we had, and I'm proud of our track record. I mean, we've done some really, I think, outstanding things for the community, from, you know, expanding a Centennial Park. We're about to cut a ribbon on a new addition that we got 100% grant funding for. You know, the opening of the Sangamon Valley Trail. You know, obviously Southwind Park. I mean, there have been just some tremendous advancements. You know, we're hitting leaner times, and we're going to take action to make sure that we, you know, get our fiscal house in order. And the same goes true with our policy and procedure manual. You know, we've been actually, the board has been pushing to have an updated manual for a year. We're getting close. I'm very hopeful that in the next 30 to 45 days, we will have an updated manual that will reflect some of our lessons learned. So I don't think you can dwell too much on, you know, what's gone wrong, except to learn from it. So we've had some tough lessons, certainly, in the last 6 months, 8 months, and I fully expect the board, and I am certainly committed to learning from those lessons and making sure that those particular things don't happen again to the best of our ability. So I expect to see some very strong changes to our personnel and policy manual, and I expect to see our new executive director be someone who is well-versed in organizational management and fiscal management.